It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Monday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we'll start off with high school baseball and a fun start to the season for the St. Anthony Bulldogs as they opened up their campaign with a walk-off winner at the Metro East kickoff. It was 1-0, St. Anthony scoring a run in the bottom of the seventh on a Henry Brent hit for the one run on four hits and an error for St. Anthony. Harrisburg, no runs, two hits, and an error for in the loss as Fearday, Hatton, and Tegler combined to throw the two-hitter for St. Anthony. They also won 10-0 in five innings over Marissa Coulterville. 10 runs, four hits, no errors for St. Anthony. Marissa Coulterville had no runs on three hits, committing four errors. Beals, Meyer, and Brent threw for St. Anthony in the win. Hatton went 1-for-2 with a couple of RBIs, and Lauritsen 1-for-2 with a couple of RBIs as St. Anthony picked up a couple of wins on Saturday. Also in action Saturday in regular season play, it was Aldemont defeating Carlisle by a score of 11-3. 11 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Aldemont. Carlisle, 3 runs, 6 hits, and an error there as Schultz pitched the first 6 innings. Cade Melville came in and threw the final inning for the Indians in relief as Carson Melville was 3-for-5 on the day with an RBI as Aldemont continues their winning ways to open up the campaign. It was a big win for Neoga in four innings. They defeated Central A&M 17-1, 17 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, as Central A&M had one run on three hits, committed two errors in the loss. Titus pitched the four-inning victory for Neoga, who saw Young go 2-for-3 on the day with 3 RBIs. In softball action, it was a couple of games for Effingham as they took on Carterville, and Carterville came away with a 10-3 victory with 10 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Effingham, 3 runs on 8 hits and 5 errors in that matchup. However, Effingham came back for the victory 7-4 in Game 2, 7 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors for Effingham. Carterville, 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error in that one as couple of home runs for Effingham highlighted with Harvey and Martin each going deep in that victory. In the opening game, Armstrong also homered for Effingham. Aldemont participated in the Jacksonville Jamboree over Friday and Saturday and picked up some wins again on Saturday as Aldemont defeated Midgeville by a score of 7-1, 7 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Aldemont. Midgeville, the Lady Missiles had one run on one hit, committed 3 errors. As Grace Lemke again threw a one-hitter this time, striking out 18 as Aldemont came away with the victory there. They also defeated Sullivan 15-11, 15 runs, 11 hits, and 6 errors for Aldemont. Sullivan, 11 runs, 9 hits, 9 errors in the loss as Aldemont got a home run from Hankins in that game to pace their offense in a big scoring affair. St. Anthony took on KZ Westfield in the little round robin as they fell to KZ by a score of 12-0. No runs, no hits, and an error for St. Anthony. KZ, 12 runs, 12 hits, and no errors as Goble pitched the no-hitter and the win for KZ over St. Anthony in that contest. St. Anthony also fell to Charleston by a score of 9-1. 9 runs, 13 hits, and no errors for Charleston. 1 run, 5 hits, and 2 errors for St. Anthony. Schultz did have 2 doubles. Wines with a triple in that one as St. Anthony came up short against Charleston. Big wins for Dietrich as they had a little round robin as they defeated Arcola 16-2 with 13 hits and an error. Arcola with 2 runs, 4 hits, and 7 errors in that one as Borgen had a couple of doubles to pace the offense in that game for Dietrich. Meanwhile, they also picked up a big win over Central A&M 15-2 in 5 innings as Jansen tripled and Garner homered for Dietrich in that one with Niemerg pitching the victory for Dietrich 15-2 over Central A&M. Track results, as on Saturday, the Effingham High School boys track and field athletes competed against 36 teams in the Cogdell Invitational at Illinois State University. Top finishers included in the 400-meter dash, Gio Santillan was fourth out of 54 runners with a time of 41.21. Also 10th out of those 54 runners was Effingham's Jenner Powles with a time of 55.52. Alex Gordon, a good day, finished second in the 800 meters with a time of 2:03 flat and was sixth in the 1600 with a time of 4:43.99. 60-meter hurdles, Max Kistler ran at 8.90 and advanced to the finals where he finished in eighth. And Max Kistler, Jenner Powles, Gio Santillan, I'm sorry, I'm mispronouncing his name. I'll get it. Alex Gordon combined to be fifth out of the 31 teams there in the 4x400 as they had a time of 3:41.71. There were no team scores for this event, and Effingham will find out today if any of their runners will qualify for the top times event next weekend at Illinois Wesleyan. But congratulations on good results there for the Effingham boys track team. Boys tennis saw St. Anthony defeat Waterloo by a score of 3-2. In singles action, it was Waterloo picking up a couple of wins there, but St. Anthony took the doubles competitions with Manet Mossman and Ethan Karalevich picking up a win in number one doubles. Joey Trupiano and Connor Eggers won the number two doubles, and Max Gillenwater and Mason Jones picked up the number three doubles victory. So St. Anthony got the 3-2 win there. And taking a look at junior high volleyball action at the Southern Illinois Junior High School Athletic Association Regional, four teams participated with St. Peter, Trinity out of Stewartson, Patoka, and Iuka. And St. Peter defeated Iuka in two sets. The second match, Trinity defeated Patoka in two, 25-10, 25-9, setting up the championship, a familiar scene between St. Peter and Trinity. And Trinity got the victory in two sets, 25-10, 25-17. So Trinity will now play in the SIJHAA State Tournament in Heron on Saturday. 16 teams have qualified, and by the end of the day, a state champion will be crowned. So best of luck to Trinity at state in junior high volleyball. In NCAA action on Sunday, it was Florida edging UConn 77-75 as Florida held off the 8-seeded UConn, defending national two-time national champs. It was Duke over Baylor, 89-66. Alabama over St. Mary's, 80-66. Michigan State picked up the win over New Mexico, 71-63. Kentucky over Illinois, 84-75. It was Ole Miss taking down ISU. Iowa State lost 91-78 as Ole Miss picked up the win there. It was Maryland needing the last second shot, but they got it to get the 72-71 victory over 12-seeded Colorado State. And Arizona held off Oregon 87-83. NASCAR action at Homestead, Miami. Well, Kyle Larson was going for the three-race sweep. He won the Truck Series race on Friday night. However, in overtime, had the lead taken away and finished fourth in the Xfinity Series race on Saturday as Justin Allgaier got his second win back-to-back all of the season. Sam Mayer finished second, Austin Hill third, again Larson fourth, and Sheldon Creed fifth. But Larson came back in the NASCAR Cup Series and got the victory on Sunday as he defeated Alex Bowman, passing him with six laps left to go for the victory. Bubba Wallace finished third. He's having a good start to the season. Chase Briscoe fourth, and Denny Hamlin came home in fifth. In hockey action yesterday, Chicago put up a big number, defeating Philadelphia 7-4. St. Louis also got a win over Nashville yesterday, 4-1. Both of those teams off until Tuesday. Yesterday, it was a win in spring training for Washington over St. Louis by a score of 2-1, and the A's defeated the Cubs 8-1. Today's action has Atlanta at Chicago taking on the Cubs in spring training play at 3:05. St. Louis has left Florida. They will head to Memphis tonight to take on their Redbirds at 6:15 this evening. And in basketball action tonight, at the NBA level, Minnesota will be at Indiana for a 6 o'clock start there, and Chicago at Denver at 8 tonight. That's a busy check of a busy weekend in sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.